Christ is in our midst.
He is in every child.
As we meet on this fourth Sunday of Great Lent, we acknowledge that we are in the midst of an ordeal, the ordeal of fasting, of denying our bodies things that it cries out for. This is all for a specific purpose. This is all for a designed plan. We remember this Sunday, our Father among the Saints, St. John Climacus. St. John Climacus is a 7th century saint who spent most of his time at the monastery of Mount Sinai in Egypt. This is called St. Catherine's Monastery. Haria and I had the opportunity to go to that monastery some years ago and see the place where St. John did his writing and contemplation and spiritual ascetic work. It's a very barren place. It's a very foreboding place. It's at the foot of Mount Sinai. St. John wrote a book to primarily other monks describing what he deemed to be the process of our coming to Christ, and he likened it to climbing a ladder. We're all familiar with what ladders do. Ladders help us to ascend to a greater height than we are at. And St. John's ladder had 30 rungs, one for each of the years prior to Jesus entering his ministry. And each one is a different facet of denying ourselves and of reaching for the virtues that God would desire us to have. And so it was that he wrote this book, and he also wrote an icon. And if you have ever seen the icon, it's not a very comforting icon. It does depict saints going up a ladder. And above them are angels, and the angels are ministering to them and encouraging them as they climb. Below them, however, are demons. And the demons are harassing them. Some of them are shooting arrows at them. Indeed, it shows one of the pilgrims, one of those who is climbing, actually falling off the ladder because of the attack of the enemy. At the beginning of the ladder is an understanding of the importance of asceticism and self-denial, denying of the flesh in the overcoming of the passions, and at the very top of the ladder is Christ waiting for the pilgrims to ascend to him. Now John likened this to a ladder. I would like to alter that image just a little bit and talk about our struggle being like climbing a mountain. And climbing mountains is not something that I have done a lot of, but I did have an opportunity to climb a 14,000 foot peak in 1991. Don't think I'll be doing that anymore. But I think it is somewhat analogous to our experience in this Lenten season and our experience as we journey towards the summit. And the summit of our experience is to be with Christ and to be like Christ. Saint Athanasius famously said that God became man in order that man can become God-like, that we might become like Christ. And it's not an immediate thing. It's a process. And there are stages to that process, and we are involved in those stages. The first thing that we understand is that God has a plan, and He has laid out that plan for us. And in specific, He has given us the church. And in the church, we have the revelation of the way that we can prepare for our climb. The church gives us seasons and feasts and instructions and prayers and ministries that we might be prepared for this climb. I remember on that day that we were preparing to climb that mountain, there were certain things that we had prepared for, that we didn't just walk up to the mountain and decide to climb it. There were certain things that we did to get ready to climb it. This was like in 1953 when Sir Edmund Hillary launched the expedition to go climb to the peak of Mount Everest, which had never been done before. He didn't just get up one morning and say, I think I'm going to climb Mount Everest. There was a lot of preparation that took place and a lot of planning that took place for this whole endeavor to come about. And he engaged in that. And we know because of his name being so well known to many that he succeeded. He had a plan. God has given us a plan in His church that we work the plan. One of the phrases that I learned was, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. But no matter how great the plan is, if you don't work the plan, success is not assured. And so one thing I believe God would have us know and do today is engage in His plan. Engage in the life of the church, the ministry of the church. That it is His plan set forth for our deification. It's a process called theosis. It may not be familiar to everyone, but it ought to be, because this is the goal of our striving, is that we might become like Christ. That theosis may occur. That we become less and less, and Christ becomes more and more, as John the Baptist said. Until He is all in all, and when people see us, they see more of Christ than they see of us. So it takes planning. It also takes patience. On that trip that I took, I had a guide who had done the trip before me, and he told me how to do the climbing. And he told me, you must be patient. You must be patient in this climb. Put one foot right in front of the other. Don't even take regular steps. Put one foot right in front of the other, and you will be successful. In other words, be patient. About a week after this initial climb, I also had the opportunity to take a friend of mine to the same mountain and told him the same thing. When we began to climb, I said, be patient. Put one step right in front of the other. Well, being the big, strapping, athletic guy that he was, he decided that he would ignore that advice and he would just stride right on up the mountain. this particular path wasn't very steep, and so off he went. But I put one step in front of the other, just like I had been taught. I was patient. About 3/4 of the way up, he was waiting for me. And he was saying, "I can't go on." Altitude sickness had overcome him because he had not been patient. Now I did, through coaxing, get him to go all the way to the summit, but he was a sick puppy by the time we got up there because he hadn't been patient. God wants us to know that this process takes patience. This process takes time. This theosis, it's going to take time. And we need to be patient in receiving the grace that he gives us as we climb, as we go through this process of this Lenten season, that we be patient and allow God's grace to give us the incremental maturity that he desires for us. And lastly, we must be persevering. Scripture says you have need of perseverance, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive what is promised. And so it is that we have an opportunity to bear up under and to endure and to not give up. The process is not easy. The process is not always fun. But we need to just keep on keeping on. Have stick-to-itiveness that we might receive what is promised from God. So it is that we look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, as we climb up out of that carnality, out of our fleshliness into his godliness, as we climb into the rarefied air of being like Christ. What a glorious experience it is that we have, that we can do this together as the church, that we can encourage one another. There may be times where we want to give up. There may be times where we want to sit down and say we can't make it. But we have each other to encourage us. Don't give up. Keep on journeying. And as we keep on journeying, we see ever brighter the day that lies ahead, ever greater the and clearer the face of Christ. What a glorious climb we are involved in. So be encouraged in these latter weeks of Lent. Don't give up. Stay the course. Great is our reward in Christ. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pray to the Lord, ye catechumens.